Last week, Apple announced its newest iPhone and some of the new technology that comes with it, including Face ID. Current iPhones include a Touch ID fingerprint authentication system that can unlock your phone, and Face ID does the same thing with your face.
This has some raising security concerns about consumer privacy. How easily could this technology be spoofed? Could police unlock your phone without your consent just by holding it up to your face? The show's Lauren Gilger is here to tell us more about this. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So it turns out Apple's new Face ID technology isn't entirely unprecedented. Many law enforcement agencies are already using facial recognition technology, and there have been some smaller level versions of it used as sort of a password like this. But Apple doing this on such a large scale is unprecedented, according to Jake LaPerouque. He's senior counsel with the Constitution Project, where he works on issues like government surveillance, national security, and privacy rights in the digital age.
There have been some limited applications of this kind of concept of, oh, what if we use a face scan to identify someone to basically be their password for an application, but never on the scale of Apple, which, you know, is a unified operating system on the phones, which has a huge share of the smartphone market. So it's not totally unique, but it's certainly unique in terms of a scale that we're going to see tens of millions of people probably start to use a face print to unlock their phone and use facial recognition on a daily basis.
Yeah, so let's talk about the reservations that you have about this kind of technology and sort of the reaction that this garnered when they announced this new technology recently. What are your concerns?
So my concern is basically that Apple has announced, you know, hey, we are going to create this really effective, really efficient facial recognition system, build it into all of our phones and ask users to do that on a daily basis. And that's the sort of data collection that could be very appealing to the government. Now, to make clear, into Apple's credits, they've said that they want this data only stored locally, only on the phone, and stored on the phone in a way that they can't access it. So that's very good for user privacy. What I worry about is what if the government comes to Apple with an order and says to Apple, hey, you already have tens of millions of people doing these face scans to their phone. It only goes to their phone, but we want you to start rerouting it so it goes to us too. That's something that could lead to all kinds of very scary surveillance prospects.
Is facial recognition software like this already being used by law enforcement?
Yes. So a lot of local departments are beginning to dabble in facial recognition. So are different federal agencies. The biggest issue with law enforcement facial recognition is the FBI. They have a very extensive database that's populated not just by mugshots, but also through agreements with state DMVs to obtain hundreds of millions of photos of individuals, many of whom have never been convicted, arrested, or suspected of a crime. And they run faces during investigations against that database that contains a huge portion of the American populace.
Apple, though, like you said, has a history of turning down these kinds of requests for data on their users. I wonder, where do private companies and law enforcement sort of intersect here? Like, is there any precedent for a company like Apple turning over a user's personal facial profile or personal information of any kind for any purpose to law enforcement?
I don't know if a company has received warrants either to access face prints or for a company to run its own facial recognition software for their purposes. That would certainly be controversial, but we've seen a lot of controversial things about surveillance in the past few years. For example, Upstream, this program that Edward Snowden revealed, that involves scanning all internet traffic going into and out of the United States under a controversial provision of FISA. So under that system, the companies that run the sort of backbone of the internet as the traffic goes into and out of the United States, they were given an order, hey, start doing all this scanning of everything, and they were forced to comply with that. So that's sort of the path I could see this going down, is even if Apple doesn't want to collect this data on its own, because they've built a system where people are there, people are putting themselves in the situation to get scanned, they might become a target for the government saying mandatorily, you have to start doing this for this purpose.
So what can we do as citizens who use this kind of technology to protect our own privacy?
Facial recognition is something to be very wary of. Biometrics in general are a worrisome trend in technology, using either our fingerprints or faces or anything like that to match with profiles to service passwords, because you can change your password, you can change your license plates, you can't change your face and your fingerprints. That's a few for life. And if that gets put in the wrong hands or used in some malicious way, then there's not much to do about the consequences. Second, I think in the surveillance context, we need to start taking this as more of a current issue. I think when a lot of people think about facial recognition, they think of something like Minority Report 50 years in the future. But this is really an issue now. We're already in a situation where law enforcement, both at the federal level and a lot of local areas, see as a key tool. And yet the law really puts no restrictions on how this can be used. So that's not to say that we should shut it off entirely. There can be legitimate uses for facial recognition. There can be reasonable uses for facial recognition, just like we use things like wiretaps and all kinds of surveillance orders. But we have appropriate restrictions, independent review, checks and balances. That's what we need for facial recognition. And we're rapidly reaching the point where if we want to have an effective system with adequate privacy, we need to start putting those checks into place now.
All right. Jake LaPerouque is senior counsel at the Constitution Project. Jake, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.